Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Into this thought process, it's like, when people say they want to buy a house, it's like, all right, well, what can you afford, you know? And what are your needs? And where are you at in life? And how many more years do you think you can work? And what's in your retirement plan? And do you have a family? And like, there's a million questions, you know? And what you might need and what I might need are going to be totally different. We know that what Kyle Shanahan needs at quarterback is someone who's extremely cerebral and can throw the anticipation routes over the middle with deadly accuracy. And Brock's proven he can do those things. There are some limitations in the offense that also kind of highlight some of his limitations, you know, throwing beyond the numbers and things like that. But to me, the bigger thing was just the overall arching Baldy being down on Brock. This is someone who has been so high on Brock Purdy for so long. And not that it validates how people feel, but it's like, all right, well, then I'm trusting my eyes because my eyes are telling me he doesn't look like quite the same player for a variety of reasons. Deteriorating talent, confidence, the shoulder, which he referenced, might be an issue because clearly the ball's not coming out the same way. It's just he doesn't look like the same guy, and that presents its own alarming issues.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's kind of down on him going to I think signs of Baldy not drinking the Brock Purdy Kool-Aid because he has loved Brock Purdy. But the signs of Brock Purdy and Baldy kind of wavering on him was the beginning of the Baltimore game or the week of the Baltimore game. And you were out that week. And Spadoni asked him, you know, do you think he's the MVP? And Baldy said, well, I got to wait. I have to wait to see what he looks like against Baltimore. And he looked like crap against Baltimore. There's no denying it. He looked awful. And that was his worst game probably as a professional quarterback. Now, going into this season, I have a hard time saying Brock Purdy's been garbage or this and that because context matters to me. And I understand football's the ultimate team sport. And there's guys in and out of the lineup. But there's no doubt Brock Purdy against Kansas City did not look good. Against Arizona, he was inconsistent. Against Seattle, obviously, to make a throw on 2nd and 11 to seal the game, he didn't make it. He airmailed it. Last week against the Rams, it's the worst I've seen him since the Baltimore game in that L.A. Rams game. But to flip him over Sam Darnold, let's pause for a second on that. Let's get into that because Sam Darnold was just in the building for a year. And I remember the dialogue because I didn't watch the last game of the season. There was a Warriors game the day of the L.A. Rams-Niners game to end the season. Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold. And I was like, I'm not going back to watch that. I'm getting ready for the bye week, getting ready for the playoffs. You know, I went through it a little bit, but kind of casually. And I was like, whatever. I'm not going to have any real assessments on that. Backups are playing. Guys are in and out of the lineup. Whatever. Darnold's cool. I've seen enough of Darnold. But the rhetoric after that game was, oh, my God, Sam Darnold's terrible. Oh, my God, Sam Darnold, are you kidding me? Oh, my God, we're in trouble if Sam Darnold plays.
Well, he had multiple opportunities at the end of the game to put together a drive. And Carson right. Wentz put together a drive at the end of the game, and Darnold kind of fell apart.
No doubt. No doubt. And so now here we are a year later. And Baldy said he would think about flipping Purdy for Darnold. He would think about it because we gave him a chance at the end of the interview because I was stuck on that. I was like, wow, we're out on Purdy just like that. How many people would flip Purdy for Darnold?
Just straight up?
Straight. Just don't even think about the money because who knows what the hell Sam Darnold's going to receive? Who knows what Purdy will receive? Sam Darnold's agent's probably thinking, man, when you put Justin Jefferson around him or you put some premium weapons around him, he has the arm to make all throws. And by the way, how did Darnold look to everybody yesterday?
He looked okay. Like, is it a cop-out for me to say I really want to see what he looks like in the playoffs?
No, it's not a cop-out because the playoffs will determine a lot. It'll be his first. But see, to me, if he does struggle in the playoffs, I'm not going to say, oh, well, that's the Sam Darnold we all know. I didn't say you did. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling. If he does struggle in the playoffs, I tend to rate quarterbacks, okay, it's their first postseason. It's tougher. You're playing against great defenses. You've never been in that moment before. It is just different. It's why NBA teams, for the most part, when see them, it's rare that you see an NBA team come out of nowhere and just win an NBA championship. It's usually a process to it, right? You lose in the first round. You lose in the conference final. You lose in the second round. Then finally, you win a championship. We've seen it with all the greats, whether it's Michael, whether it's LeBron, whether it's Steph, KD. There's a process to winning the ultimate prize because you just haven't been there before. And that happened. So, me personally, it's going to be tough for me to say, man, Sam Darnold sucks. What does it look like? Does he just completely crap the bed in a playoff game? Because the playoffs are a different beast.
Yeah, but for me, the NBA, the margin of error for the better team is just so much wider in a 7-game series. In these one-offs, and Dan Campbell alluded to this last year on the podium after losing to the Niners, like, nothing is guaranteed in the NFL.
No
like you, these one game scenarios where the margins are so razor thin and the bodies break down so quickly, anything can happen.
No,
so,
anything can happen, but you get what I'm saying? No, that first go round is tough for quarterbacks.
But if he throws five picks in the first three quarters of the game, like.
Eli threw five picks in a wild card game. Minnesota Vikings, remember that?
Yeah, I also remember him putting together one of the greatest playoff runs ever.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Again, his first go-round, look at Eli's numbers in his first go-round. He threw five picks in a wild card game.
But you're not asking Eli. About a body of work for a career. Right. You're asking about, like, in a singular game, who would I trade for? Like, if he looks serviceable
I didn't even ask that question. You asked, what does it look like in a playoffs? And I said, well, he may struggle in the playoffs. I don't think I want to come to a sweeping judgment.
Okay, but if he completely implodes, then yeah, I'm looking at him because it's about getting back to the
playoffs. Did you look at Eli different after the five interceptions when he threw it to Minnesota?
I was never high on Eli, and he completely turned me around after beating the Niners in the rain.
You can completely flip it. Peyton Manning, his first go-round in the playoffs. But boy,
you're asking
struggled.
About next year. And so that's why I'm focused on not body of work, not careers, not 20-year runways. I'm like, next year. So like if he looks completely terrible in a playoff game, yeah, I'm like now I'm going back to Brock. And I know it's like a one-game sample that I'm basing this off of, but there's not a lot to go off of Sam Darnold. He has 1 year of excellence. He has like 50 games of being very mediocre and subpar. And so like I'm making a rash decision based off of one game. Like I'm putting a lot into that game.
How about this though? Because the same argument I'm making for Purdy is like, boy, you don't have Ayuk, your offensive line's a joke. You don't have McCaffrey, you don't have Mason. Can't we look at Sam Darnold the same way, say, boy, he was a New York Jet, and that organization was an absolute disaster. And who is he throwing to? Can we name a receiver with the New York Jets that he threw to?
No, but Bonte, so this is, we're doing career year stuff here. Like, he's had in a career year.
But I'm baking into the fact that I know what's baked in. But no, maybe it's not a career. Maybe this is who Sam Darnold is. Maybe he wasn't Sam Darnold, the real Sam Darnold, because he was in New York with a bad organization, with a bad offensive line, with a bad running game or whatnot. I think Sam Darnold could be good.
So are you doing a deal?
I don't know if I'm doing a deal or not. I have no idea. I have no idea if I want to do that deal or not.
Well, then what would make you want to do that deal?
But I didn't say I wanted to do the deal. I don't know. I have no idea at this moment. All I'm just trying, we're having a conversation here about quarterbacks going to the playoffs, body of work, what does it look around them. He goes to Carolina. He got his job taken in Carolina by Baker. He got his job taken. So we've seen a lot more bad with Darnold, but also I sit back and say, you know what? The situation wasn't the greatest. All right? The coaching was terrible. The defense was terrible. The offensive line, there's all these baked in equations. So that's why it's tough for me to say, that's why there's the Golden Four who can really lead a team, and everybody else is just in this spot to where you need things around them to function at a high level.
There's an argument, and I wouldn't be one to make it completely because I think it depends on your circumstance, but like there is an argument to say, like, I'm only paying those top five guys and no one else. And it's an interesting concept. I think it's rife with unknown, and you could hit the lottery with a Desmond Ridder like we watched last night and just be and like get everyone fired, you know?
Right.
You could conceivably bounce around and sign a Geno Smith and be stable for the time being, but I think those have ceilings. Like, so I think we need to come down this. Like, if you're asking me Brock or Darnold, even if he has a singular great playoff game, I'm probably still going Brock Purdy. Because to me, there is something to be said about doing it over multiple years and being, you know, good for multiple years.
Obviously, the Niners have always been intrigued with Sam Darnold. There was multiple rumors about the Niners traded for Sam Darnold from the New York Jets. It never happened. So when Sam Darnold did come here, there was a lot of people high on that. I was like, boy, can Sam Darnold actually take this job? Can Sam Darnold do this and do that? And a couple training camp practices, I saw Sam Darnold. I was like, wow. I remember Ludman, after one training camp practice, walked up to me, who do you think was the best quarterback on the field? I asked him first. And he got Trey Lance. I said, nah, Sam Darnold was the best quarterback on the field. It wasn't even close to me.
Brock,
he threw an out route to Brandon Ayuk. I was like, wow. Wow. But at the same time, Brock has put in the body of work, but he also has had the better resources around him. Now, you asked in the playoff game, can you reserve jump into the playoff game? I'll throw a hypothetical out. What if he throws three interceptions? What does the three interceptions look like?
Well, I think the three interceptions diminishes his value, which to me means maybe he could be had for cheaper.
But those interceptions could come off of a deflected pass.
Well, of course.
It could come off of a receiver running the wrong route. It could come off a receiver slipping. So all the so that's why in football,
but this is where
I think
we
context matters so much. It's not just, oh, he threw five picks, let's fire him. You know what I mean? Oh, he's not good enough. Because I'm sure a lot of people in New York said that about Eli. Next thing you know, he wins two Super Bowls.
I have a hard time thinking Darnold will evolve into Rich Gannon later in career. But, you know, other things have happened. I thought Baker's career was over. But, like, this is where you tell me to, like, remove the money. Like, no. All of these evaluations for the guys that aren't in Tier 1, I have to evaluate the money.
So, Purdy, I throw this hypothetical at you then since you want to play this game. Purdy, $30 million. Darnold, $20
million. Well, do I have to trade for Darnold? Well, no, yeah, but this is part of it.
Darnold's going to be a free agent.
He's going to be a free agent and I can sign him. And could I flip Purdy?
He's on a one-year deal.
Then I would, again, and I can flip Purdy in this situation. Then I probably, if those were the options, but I don't think Purdy's signing for 30. It's probably more likely Purdy is looking for 45, 50 million and Darnold's looking for 30, 35 million. And if they franchise tag Darnold, now I have to trade for Darnold. And I'm not surrendering draft capital and paying him the money currently. I'd rather just pay Brock and stay the course.
The only way you have to give draft capital for Sam Darnold is if Minnesota franchises him. Yeah, that's it. And I don't think they're going to franchise him and pay him all that money, because then I think another team will back off and say, yeah, I'm good.
But I keep coming back to, and this is where I don't think there are a lot of suitors for Brock. Not that they wouldn't trade for him. I just don't think there are a lot of teams surrendering high capital and giving him the amount of money that he's looking for. When Jalen Ramsey was going to get traded, the Rams were like, we'll give you two firsts and we'll pay him a boatload of money. You know, when Khalil Mack was available, we'll give you multiple firsts and we'll pay you a boatload of money. I don't know how many teams have $50 million ready to go for Brock Purdy and are willing to surrender multiple twos in a one or multiple ones in a fourth or something like that. Like, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Do you want Brock Purdy to be your quarterback next season?
For next year, yes. But I also want them to bring in some stuff behind him because that's how the league is right now. And I don't view him as a surefire lock right now.
All right.
Right now. Go.